Thus I have heard. At one time the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Walter Peak Mountain, with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of holy disciples. At that time the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called the profound appearance. At the same time, noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and their natural entities. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of the lineage train wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in the natural emptiness. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, by this all phenomena are emptiness, having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure, they neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance and so on up to no old age and death and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending the falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times are divided upon the perfection of wisdom and become the true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequal mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not false. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata, Om Gate Gate Paragate Parasangate Bodhisattva. Shariputra, this is how a Bodhisattva Mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One rose from that samadhi and said that the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, noble Avalokiteshvara, may say it so well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. And the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra, and the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One. Lama danga ko jesu jame lama jesu kange water jesu jame ita nanta rasave jene tuke jesu jesu ite toka rasave kada sebe tsuna mare. Sure, this one's okay,
Jesus, що жити Бога та народа, що любі Пана Ардиша, Явлечила дюла соваде, чаба тобі і дінам люди, що дивити нам чапіти, все закусали мені симба, дячі чубі дюла соваде.
So today, there is not any new peoples, you know, all are usual people, so, you know, Rinpoche is not going to talk about the motivation, just we, you know, meditate on ourselves to transform our motivation. In short, you know, all those Buddhas of the Ten Directions and the Bodhisattvas, whatever, you know, they have done, I will try my best to do the same thing. That is the, you know, all sum of motivation.
Teda dhari jirwa zanda. Laja dhamma sadya tubi tuji na jubi piana kanchi sima ra uchi. Zayi lami pati chung. Ta zayi lami na ranji ji yini nyunga dosung ji tsadu ji dunghe de se ne. Ranji sanje tangji ki tsadu ji dunghe de nge se gini ra uchi.
So the main motivation here is that, you know, the teachings, you know, the sources come from Buddha Shakyamuni, like mountain waters come from the mountain, and then, you know, it the nectar it passed through the lineage gurus up to our root guru. And then on us, so that kind of, you know, pure water that will dispel our torments of the heat of three defilements, you know, it will help us cool down the torments of the heat of the three poisons. That is the main thing here.
Lama
Tsongkhapa make a prayer that, you know, uncomparable, sublime Buddhas and Bodhisattvas from their activities then it it accomplish accomplish this text, which is, you know, stages of the path to enlightenment.
dendrogi shuji jawa sada jeba ye ni shi chunle le tene shung shang ye ni shang chu lang ji rin ba te ani taba da ta ji chi bi de de ba na ji yi la ani de de ba na ye be be de shin sa ro be de chu du ji ba ani dendrogi de ba ye de yin sa ba chi ma su de chu de sa ri ji ro
So this stages of the path to enlightenment will give a great treasure to the one who is seeking the full enlightenment or the Buddhahood. Because of that, you know, may the Buddha's deeds or may the Buddha's teaching flourish in this world forever.
Kasi ngay lao yung basa, siyang chung lao rin chungu, ngay ya, zang ro chung se, kyuwa pi ngwa ni xie na yang, ngay xie da ma da yi, chi pa ta pa wa ni, jitin jia bian yi, ngus kyuwa rin sa.
So as Rinpoche mentioned before that you know who instigate the Lama Tsongkhapa to write these stages of the path to enlightenment, who instigate is the Buddha Maitreya, the great Bodhisattva Maitreya or Buddha Maitreya. Himself, and also Lama Tsongkhapa said that you know this kind of teaching you know uncomparable sublime teaching grant to him by the you know. Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of all time.
The Dugi Lanzo Bodhin Longaros and Roetal Gajin the Trojan Depa. One of the Tonetias on the Yumasi at the Witch. Yeah, but the Witch Tronagur, the Matola Rajikaga, Trona, the Hegman was.
So, in this way, if we really think closely, then we have a really good reason. To feel ourselves unfortunate and feel ourselves so excited, like that. But, because of whatever the reason, we don't feel like that way.
The Dugi Shachu Lari Chapa de Chiba Segura Jeromachi is only this Saji, there is such a Jigo and so much.
So to teach this, this teaching, the stages of the path to enlightenment, is established into four chapters, and two chapters we already, we are done, and we are on the third chapter, is how to listen. Do and explain the teaching. That's the third chapter we are in.
Saji Sumbadi, Chuanyi Deji Chulani Hichi Dasha Yirimbasa Yirimbala, the Saji Saji Sumbadi.
So, the third chapter is how to listen to a teaching in which both the teaching and how to listen to and explain the teaching, it has. It has two, greatness. How to listen to the teaching in which both the teaching and its author are great. And the second is how a session should be concluded in relation to both hearing and explaining the teaching. So the three chapters, how to listen to the teaching in which both the teacher and its author are great, and developing a reverence for the teaching and the instructors, and the how you actually listen. So in this how you actually listen, there is also sumba de la chue nyembe su de la chua nyere.
Chua mare da saji.
So
nyembe su hiyebe su nyu. Tulugi chue de hiye nyu di kare nyu gore, shi di kare shi gore. Niga shu chi de dungi timo de chitashi su lo saji sondo.
So that kind of teaching, how we should listen, how one should teach, and what is the third? I couldn't get it. Which one? This one. Okay. So how a session should be concluded in relation to both hearing and explaining the teaching.
인조 동부들 소여 다녀 비치들 아니 추녀 발로 동부 가르고 가르게 체와잖아 아니 추 퇴비 편해 봐도 개체 편해지 아니 추 추다 추마원에 내려져 봐 추 송에다 추녀 보들 내려져 그래서 네네 추녀 추고시 봐서 인터넷 사지 소도
So the first chapter it has another three sub chapters contemplating the benefit of hearing the teachings developing reverence for the teaching and the instructors, how you actually listen. So these are the three sub-chapters to the first how to listen to and explain the teaching.
Do you know you want to, because you two be paying anything, also because you're saying about a lot of subjects, so you're about to do something.
So the contemplating the benefit of the benefit of hearing the teaching, we done last time.
Ah, that's it. That's a genibala. Jensen Rochelona, she to be paying a career is Kessiana, social sort of Karija Sarala, Hobdaka, Kasi, the chip here, the chipeto yasaras a lot.
So to recall or, to remember, contemplating the benefit of hearing the teaching, if somebody said that, then what kind of, benefit we can imagine.
Oh, this is that there is such a way that should a chuma or a roche bass in the go to this.
So that we will go to the second thing, developing reverence for the teaching and the instructor.
Saji Rasama, Nibanes, Sai Nibidole, Chid the teacher, Cupid, Chunji, Della Shashi, Pure Majawas, Chumaola, Chubashawanes, Alet, Debatis Mondera.
So the second chapter, which is on the page 57, I think, developing reverence for the teaching and the instructor, the Sutra of Chidigarbha Sutra, says, listen to the teaching with one-pointed faith and respect. Do not censor or deride the speakers. Honor your instructors. Develop the idea that they are like a Buddha's Mangta is not.
So
how we should listen to the, instructor, is said here, listen to the teaching with one-pointed faith and respect.
Dela shashi kuwa majawa sidi, digi chushiya dela chile drabu jawa, ini koji gemo shoya drabu da.
And should not censor or deride the instructor.
Oh, yeah. Chumawala, Chubashawana, Kadiji, the Jaguris, as one in it, Sanjit, the Dugi Chu, Devobotella, Sanjit, the Shijaguris.
How one should honor the instructor is, you know, develop the idea that, you know, the instructor is like a Buddha.
Jason Pataro, Sanjit, the Dawa, Singi, Trip, Lasso, be good, and Yabi Chu, yes.
So, we read through the text. Thus, as this says, view the instructor as being like a Buddha, eliminate disrespects, honor him or her with homage and goods by offering a lion, throne and the like.
So here,
you know, it says lion throne and the like. So in Tibetan tradition, you know, when someone give a teaching or instruction of the teaching, then they build a throne, lion throne, it says, painted a lion on, curb a lion on that throne, and throne is kind of need to be high, and it should have, you know, at least 2-3, you know, stack of cushions. So, you know, why they're doing this kind of things is not because of that instructor or the teacher is kind of really, you know, holy, or, you know, he's so famous, or not because of that. Why they build that throne is because, you know, whatever he is going to instruct or to teach is holy. So that is why they built all those, high thrones.
The Kadishan Yurusana Pena, Hima Dajatamba Shadet of Gombazone, teaches a Dajatamba Shadet is so Yosuz over the Kadishan. Then, because he told the girl, Chiama Pena, Chichil Mason Shanget, and Alla de Watson, Alto as a Kadizi because of any Kayana.
So, you know, throne is not for the teacher, for his teaching what he going to instruct. So this tradition this tradition founded or this tradition start from the from India when Buddha passed away. You know, then at the Buddha's time, there's no any written teachings. They have not record in a written. So you know. Buddha's disciple that they memorize, you know, they have memorized, they have a, you know, supernatural memory that once they heard, they never forget at all. So that kind of disciple got that thing. And then Buddha passed away, then they have to, you know, put down in the scripts, in the book, you know. So they have to gather a council, and they put down the, you know, Tripitakas, or the three baskets, or whatever. So then such and such, you know, person will do the teach, and then they will write down. So at that time, you know, 500 arahats, you know, council gathered together, and then, you know, the is called I guess it's called Yosung, who is going to
La. Kigao de Yosung, Chidi Karina.
Is
Deneso de Dingaso de Yuri.
So these three Tripitakas, three baskets, you know, it one by Ananda, one by, I don't know, Yosung in English or Sanskrit, I don't know, it says Yosung. One is Ananda Kungao and Rusung, and another is, I think, Nyerbe or whoever. So the three, they have the memory that, you know, they are Arahat and they are, they have attained the Nirvana. And so they gather together, and to respect the teaching, all the 500, you know, the Arahats, they stack their yellow robes, you know, and stack them and sit on the whoever is going to instruct, sit on the top of 500 those things, and then they begin to start to record. So this happened, this start from that way. Since then, you know, it come to Tibet, and it is, we are doing the same tradition at this time too. So we read through the text now. Also, as the Bodhisattva levels set forth, listen without the affliction. That means of arrogance and contempt, and without bringing to mind the five conditions of an instructor. So, in the Bodhisattva level, you know, when you listen to the instruction or the teaching, at that time, you know, listen without the affliction, one, and two, second is, you know, without bringing to mind the five conditions of an instructor. Through that, you know, one should listen. We go through the text now. Being free from arrogance means to listen with the following six attributes. Listening at an appropriate time, showing homage, showing differences,
deference,
not being resentful, practicing according to the instructor's word, and the last one, not looking for the chance to argue. So the first listening at an appropriate time means, you know, there is a you know, in the text, in one text Rinpoche saw that when the Kadamba Gishe Potwa you know, is reading the text and tried to contemplate on what he read, kind of meditating there, and one, you know, came all of a sudden and asked Gishipodua to give some instruction, and Gishipodua was kind of showing kind of, you know, angry that, you know, he kind of get up and chase that guy out. So in this way, listening at an appropriate time is very important, so that he disturbed the, you know, Gishipotua's meditation. So that is not an appropriate time. So we need to be really think about this appropriate time.
Da kuti sheba sengi de kuti sengi de ko do pe na sha da da wa se ne pe na la ma pa de pe de ya la de ye de da ni ki ba ki sha che de lo ni kuti se do.
So showing homage means that, you know, when lama comes, you know, try to stand up and, you know, listen to the teaching when lama is standing up and you guys we kind of sit down and, you know, not like that, but in a really respectful way.
Su ye seng de yang sha da shou si wa la so ba lo do ani la me na za so wa la so ba da la yang su ye ko go me do.
Deference. Showing deference means that, you know, doing some services for the instructor, like, you know, washing lama's feet and washing lama's clothes and washing lama's dishes when there are some, you know, when it happened there, then you know, try to do like that kind of deferences. All the services, you know, are included
there.
So not being resentful means, you know, when you try to serve the Lama and, you know, you went through a kind of, you know, it turned out no good, or because of that, if anything happened to you, then kind of, oh, because he told me to do this, now I got this, and this kind of, you know, hindrance, obstacles happen. You know, not like that kind of thing.
So
not looking for the chance to argue is when Lama says something, then, you know, immediately you try to debate with, or you try to do, you know, argue with. So that is not appropriate too.
Ani chise je nyomo da dewa na se de ni chyo da chyo ma wala ki pa ta ni a le chyo da chyo ma wala ani
ta di chik chos ku jo
a
la me gi chisum chisum ma na je
ka da
di
a le re re jesu du ba se ni de da la me ka so ba na ye ye ni jesu du ba se ni de ani la me ka ka na wa na ye ni du go re se.
So practicing a god with the instructor's word means, you know, whatever you know Lama told you to, you know, practice, you gotta do as, you know, Lama shown you, not your way, you know, kind of wishy-washy thing, not like that.
Yang jisu dhubha sing, chidang xian jen tis khatula yang mabu lhegu ye jirma da xian, Lama khansu ma na yi dhugar se tibbin da tuyama yin bhamma wane dowa xa wa sing, yang ji Lama ji,
And practicing a god with the instructor's word means that, you know, if the instructor told you some, you know, something that is not right, you know, and it contradict, you know, the teaching, then you shouldn't do that.
Mm.
You know, the Lama's instruction is not like a boulder coming from rolling down from the hill. Mm. Not like that.
Mm.
You can, you know, avert too.
ᱛᱮ ᱢᱚᱥᱚ ᱨᱚᱵᱚᱡᱤ ᱫᱟᱛᱮ ᱡᱮᱱᱮ ᱥᱤᱧ ᱡᱚᱱᱮ ᱡᱤᱱ ᱢᱮᱝᱜᱮ ᱫᱮ ᱠᱮᱥᱮ ᱫᱚ ᱠᱚᱡᱤ ᱭᱚᱡᱮ ᱢᱟᱨᱮ ᱥᱞᱟᱫᱟ ᱛᱚ ᱵᱮᱞᱟᱢᱟ ᱫᱮᱞᱟᱢᱟ ᱥᱮᱧᱡᱮ ᱫᱮ ᱫᱮ ᱵᱟᱦᱚᱢᱟ ᱥᱮᱧᱡᱮ ᱫᱮ ᱫᱮ ᱵᱟᱛᱟᱥᱟᱞᱟ ᱠᱚᱱᱮ ᱴᱚᱱᱮ ᱫᱤᱜᱤ ᱛᱚᱱᱮ ᱫᱚᱥᱚᱱᱟ ᱛᱟ ᱡᱤᱱ ᱫᱚ ᱱᱚᱴᱚ ᱭᱚᱡᱮ ᱢᱟᱨᱮ ᱢᱟᱝᱜᱟ ᱥᱚᱱᱟ ᱜᱮᱫᱟ ᱛᱟᱪ ᱛᱮᱦᱟᱨ ᱥᱮᱨᱣᱟ ᱞᱟᱫᱟ ᱠᱚ ᱥᱤᱠᱟ ᱢᱚᱨᱮ ᱪᱤᱨᱚ
ᱥᱚ ᱞᱟᱭᱠ
ᱢᱚᱥᱚ ᱱᱟ ᱡᱩᱞ ᱠᱚᱡᱚ ᱭᱚᱡᱮ ᱢᱟᱨᱮ ᱥᱞᱟᱫᱟ ᱭᱟ ᱜᱮ ᱪᱮᱨᱟ ᱛᱚ ᱜᱮ ᱜᱮᱴᱩ ᱤᱧ ᱥᱮ ᱛᱟᱨᱮ ᱜᱮ ᱠᱮᱥᱮ ᱢᱟᱨᱮ ᱥᱞᱟᱫᱟ
people like us you know these things is not suitable for people like us you know the the instructor like Rinpoche, you know, all these things are not suitable. These are suitable for the really mature, really, you know, ripened, you know, audience, and as well as, you know, the really, you know, realized instructor. We are just doing a kind of, you know, copying or just imitate.
Nyumoji chese de tewa na sidi ini chodo chomo wala ini gyupa ta se tenje le chese ji me chi me se bawo se de jeda ga so chese sing de le du jo ma la da mo thong chu do ye bena chu ye de ko da lo ye ya ka de ga ko ge se bena chu shi na ko de hie ye se be thong chu do ye de so so na me do ye de chese se go le sha wa ka re ne chese le du jo ya ma re se la da mo so ji te bi le ka chi na
So being free from contempt means to respect the teaching and the one who give it and not to belittle these two. So, you know, to belittle, you know, somebody is very, very, you know, is a very serious, you know, negative thing. So, you know, not only in the, you know, Dharma practice, but in the mundane, you know, our thing, you know, when you belittle people, you know, that hurts really bad. So, you know, we gotta careful this thing.
Pena kemba singe, gong kemba singe de, chese singe de, nyongdo rabu jing ora, kemba singe de, pena ngaji yi kundo roji.
So here, a contempt means kind of arrogance. So it is kind of really, really kind of height, you know, kind of fullness with something, big ego or something.
Kaji kare yena ya rani chodan zhen denge chi. Kare yena yen bedma chinchun ta denge chi yor ola da tawa thompo se yin. Nasa pebae tawa thompo se la gore. Chuzo ya kare peje tongwe nishi la.
So in Tibetan we says, you know, Tawa Tobo means big ego man, so nobody get along with. So, you know, in English, Rinpoche don't know what you called, but, you know, that kind of people always belittle, you know, the other people.
Tundu tela, pena ngaji ji kumbala yantenji chumma jase na lagari esala da, dodo tela yang jina nolo la chur dogo maris.
So when So there is a saying that, you know, if you have a big ego, you know, then you're not going to learn anything. So it is said like, you know, in a high mountain, you know, in a high hill or high rock cliff, you know, water not going to stay. It run down. And because of that, you know, there is no any grass grow in that rock or cliff. There's nothing grow on the cliff or, you know, on a, you know, sandstone or that, all those things, because water doesn't dissolve in that thing. So it is like that, you know, big ego man, person, you know, doesn't learn nothing.
오늘 전에 제가 베나로전 시지마서 오늘 베나 강도 수도 로비스 단위 끼는 매다시 제가 가르래 삼바타바 초대 제바세바 수상이 둘이 지금 도로 전에 되네 베데 무기 끼는 취로 소리지래서
So, you know, for this thing, as it mentioned in the, you know, adverses of mind training, I guess, Gishilangri Tharpa. And whenever you associate with the people, consider yourself the lowest among all, everybody. You are the lowest one. And hold other as a supreme, hold as a supreme, and cherish and hold as a dear one. So if we could able to do that, then you know, whoever you are associated with, you know, you will produce peace for other and for yourself and harmonies and these things.
Bena masochi ga cha ya wa yinaro masochi no me te ye ne kaga le chi soso chi te zuma ye te cha ne jang na ya ko sabba te zuma chong ro ji le soso ma me ba ro ji de so na maso ko no ja de ji ne ko ji ne ja de zo ma de la da kaga kol ga wi cha se bo se la
So that's very obvious that, you know, in a family too, you know, if someone, the family member is really kind of, you know, always not in arrogance, he considers himself or herself a kind of really, you know, a kind of powerless or always, you know, kind of practice. What's the humility or something, then, you know, he won't create any problems or troubles. So, you know, and everybody gonna like him and everybody wanna associate with him or her. So why Rinpoche said that is because if we are happen to be like that kind of person, then these things are very easy to, you know, these five or six qualities. Can be easy to practice, and that kind of person will, you know, follow without any hesitation. But for us, you know, if somebody told you to have to do this kind of thing, then it is like, you know, somebody is forcing you to do, you don't want to, but forcing you to do, and it feels like a torture, you know, to us.
To do it in Jero Lama to Yipena, choosing it, chew the Lord Tibana Yamajes. Chuji Songa Dusa Lasa Tiju, the Chuji Reza Lasa Til Chonchu, chew the Lord Tibana Yamaja Tajes and the Sori. Never to change Jero Ladako.
So, in this way, all the, you know, teachers are telling that, you know, don't be, you know, haste, you know, to listen to a teaching from somebody, you know, you gotta be careful, check, and, you know, and check the reputations and check, you know, all those backgrounds and everything. Then, you know, when you have developed confidence, then you can go and listen to the teaching. That is what they always told you. So Rinpoche thinks that is very true.
Yanti lomba dene dola yanti ri gajete rang ayame dene lama dene zogi katsuri shaske tagmaro was ko mocha chebache borwas te peje tro gaja ayana dona dimiro salada.
So for in this kind of you know a place or in this kind of country, you know, so Rinpoche thinks that doesn't fit, you know, whatever the those Lama says, that we shouldn't haste to listen to the teaching, that like a hungry dog found a, you know, meat, then he won't look good or bad or rotten or poison or whatever. He just, you know, gulp it, you know, just swallow it without chewing, you know. So we shouldn't do like that. That kind of advice is not, maybe not suitable in this kind of place. Because, you know, if some Lama told you to do all those things, nobody gonna do. Nobody gonna do. And as well as, you know, in this kind of places, people are more intelligent. They do many analyses, and you know the reason, and you know, so because of that, you know, Rinpoche think it is not that accurate or suitable to this kind of place.
就是教会中心刚才说了摩切了，这些教宗的英雄官的所谓的那些喇嘛的喇嘛印地修门教阿姐，卡杜扎尼阿姐的帕杜罗尼摩阿姐，卡斯苏托的亚瓦杜松果的，连到英雄官说英雄们的前头是阿喇嘛的，给阿姐讲嘛，卡斯吉帕南萨阿姐的罗尼吉卡斯杰托的亚瓦罗阿斯拉的。So
nowadays, you know, His Holiness Dalai Lama always tells that, you know, maybe His Holiness also tell in English too. But in Tibetan, always His Holiness tell that when you listen to a teaching, that you know, you don't immediately, you know, generate the guru and the disciple relationship. Just as a friend, you know, you listen to the teaching, and you know, just as a friend, you know, consider the teaching and listening to the teaching as a discussion, you know, kind of, you know, brainstorming or discussion like that, you know, is always tell the Tibetan people. Maybe His Holiness is telling the same thing to the, you know, Western audience too.
Yeah. 他所说的开宋这部剧，但本来就我喜欢拍这个片，也上到这几档，现在现在已经电视剧也这么多，差距都这样呢。我那状态的刚，删了片把它刚讲来了，加图呢，也不着了的，所说的。
So if we really think that, you know, we want to benefit something, we want to gain something, and then, you know, we really, you know, consider to put in a practice, not, you know, not a consider a mere intellectual knowledge, you know, not live on that, try to practice, and then, you know, it really, we can really benefit and gain something in our many future lives.
感觉卡帕罗德桑那吉当的三吉也有点了的，所以说去看徐吉罗人生吉西桑那吉当呢，比三吉的片等于结果也有点了。So
anyhow, when we, you know, contemplate, you know, facing outwards and analyze and examine and through reasoning, and facing inwards and analyze and, you know, examine through reasoning, there are two different kind of, you know, instructions and meanings we can gain.
嗯，这都两个词，我说这都两个词，学生的老古有啊，是啦的。
So here it says, you know, not look for the chance to argue, but you know, Rinpoche always tell the people, you know, look for the chance to argue.
chezo de gal de kelo maso na ma jeda de la ani chokhi ma so di dikas de de so so de de so ma so te kare de se ne twa le go se de gal de ko lo nge choma so chezo ne ga ma so mi ro salat.
So maybe you guys look for the chance to argue for other, you know, instructors, not for Rinpoche, because, you know, he didn't get none so far. That yesterday you told you something and today you are telling something else, you know, that kind of question, you know, he didn't got so far.
Thomas, I'll present it.
Break here.
Tamate slowina aleto.
So we're gonna read through.
Tadi kaza nenga yela meshe pasengi chido. Nenga yela meshe pane sengi chido. Tema chido wina. Nenga yela meshe pane sa. Chutu nyamba da rib mawa tans. She nyamba da chutu nyamba. Chutu chima nyamba mawa dela. Mnye no nyamba doa wos doa wos.
So we read through the text, not bringing to mind the five conditions means to cast away the thoughts. I will not listen to this person because he or she, one, has fallen from ethical discipline. Two, is of poor lineage. Three, has an unattractive physical appearance. Four, is inarticulate or speak harshly and unpleasantly.
Tiji tanda nenga yela meshi basi de nenga karu re sana tena karu se gota kaji chutu nya sangye de la ga nyu ge mi ro chi ji ji Any rib could read do jarring, I tell a churning of a miser. Any question about him, but I tell a churning of a miser. Any could chew here with the any singing about your pitcher or digging and a churning of a miser. Any chewing about the two men here by my sister, chewing him for me, can you hear the devil being a little condition of me say, Mepos of way, not with the dog or his door. Is he churning away enough?
So this, I will not listen to this person, not bringing to the mind five condition means to cast away the thoughts. So that when we going to listen to or somebody, then, you know, the thought arises that, you know, he or she has fallen from ethical discipline. So, you know, I'm not going to listen. Or is poor of lineage. And so on, up to, you know, five, speak harshly and unpleasantly. So that kind of thought need to be abandoned. So the first thing has fallen from ethical discipline. This kind of things really, you know, happen, danger to happen in Tibet because, you know, there is a high lama that, you know, later on he loses vow and he married and live as a, you know, a household life. Then, you know, they say, oh, now he's no more monk and he loses vows. Now I'm not going to listen to, not going to attend his teaching. So that kind of things, you know, there is a great danger to happen in Tibet. Mm-hmm. But maybe not in the Western countries.
Then the Rima was in the Nato, then the Jagal and Nangama years, there is only a Kanji, Ritomi Janaya Chapachambo Shudualada.
So, and
chepa chenpo shengen de jaga temdo wala.
So, and the second thing is a poor lineage. In ancient India, there is a real serious caste system there. So, you know, at that time, you know, poor, low caste, when they do the teachings, you know, many higher castes, they don't want to attend. So, in ancient time, and nowadays, Rinpoche is not sure it's the same thing or not.
Shawang Yampal and Juba said, Did you go to Shabang Yampal with Jin Anjo Mandong into the Eurolada? Not the Dong, I choose Shugum is it. Did you call on Shinji? Shun Yosa telling you, Miss, and the number of Shemiro in Sarawata.
And, you know, some has their behavior are so, you know, so bad or noxious, so, you know, they don't want to go to listen to that kind of thing. So, you know, when we're going to listen to the instruction or to receive the teachings, so that kind of thoughts need to be, discrimination need to be abandoned.
That's it. You say the country will go in that deja mingin or will go middle. Yes, and you go middle. Can you see him? Situba the Menyeba Mama said that Tataro, did you go to Chuhi and Matsotano with Jonas and get the Roy Yosigurala?
So, and the physical appearances and is inarticulate, you know, when he teach, you know, he teach in a really kind of common language, not like in a really beautiful way, and speak harsh and unpleasant, it is easy to understand, you know. Some, when they do the teachings, you know, they teach like, you know, scolding or, you know, and make example like really bad things and like that. So that kind of thought need to be, you know, overcome. You know, if the teacher is like that kind of thing, then I am not going to listen. That kind of thought need to be abandoned. So why we shouldn't discriminate, why we should listen to this kind of, you know, instructor, and why should not discriminate this kind of instructor? Why, you know, if somebody asks, then why, what kind of feeling
come on us.
So because we should listen to those kind of things too, because, you know, we should separate the instructor and the instruction. So why we do these things? Because, you know, we integrate, you know, mix the instructor and the instruction together. So that is why this kind of things happen. So, for example, you know, if a royal caste or royal lineage, somebody give you the Bodhisattva's vows, and some, you know, low caste, you know, lineage person give you a Bodhisattva's vow. In the Bodhisattva's vow, you receive the same Bodhisattva's vow, from the, you know, royal lineage and as the low caste lineage. There is no any difference receiving the bodhisattvas. Wow.
다만이 추위천에 추위천에 딱 그러면도 가서 쉬어봤잖아요. 따지어 말해서.
So in this way, we should listen to the listen and you know attract to the instruction, not the instructor.
변화가 속합으로 올라다. 변화 예초라도 쏟아내보지 또는 니마지시 니마지시는 바로질을 가지고 하고로 왔을라다. 다다.
So for us it is very difficult because, you know, such as like here, you know, if somebody asks you know, question or something, you know, and Rinpoche kind of belittles you and kind of speak you harshly and unpleasantly. Then, you know, gradually, you know, everybody will leave and he will be left alone. It won't take long time. It might be within a 3-4
weeks.
So if the instructor speak harshly and unpleasantly, you know, so the action itself looks harsh and unpleasant, but in the depth of his motivation, we don't know. It could be like, you know, like a parent to a children, you know, sometimes, you know, the misbehaves and they speak harsh and unpleasantly to the children. Might be the same like that. So now how we should listen is coming up.
Jero le jansa, rodu ma yi ten lan dusa, dubi pene namba jesa, gata denbi mi ki ta.
So we read through the text. Also, it is as is set in the garland of birth stories. Stay on a low seat, show the glory of discipline, look with an eye of delight, show respect and one-pointed obeisance, as if drinking a nectar of words, show reverence and listen to the teaching with clear delight and a mind undefiled, like a patient listening to the word of a doctor.
거기 된다 도면 된다. 로드마이 된다는 도시에 관계 추송에 된다 추님보 본인의 추님보 보데 아니 됐어 마 되그래서 로드마이 된다는 도송도.
So stay on a low seat means that, you know, we should sit low or than the instructor's seat.
단다 배 몸보 열이 단다 되는 것이라 만도 아마도 배나 추 추행에 된 만도
So in these things in the Vinaya Sutra, there are many, you know, like, you know, when the instructor is standing and the listener is sitting. And instructor is standing up and the listener is mount on a horse like that. And also, you know, when listen to the teaching, you know, put on your hats without any reason, and you know, put a, you know, parasol or umbrella, and teacher, instructor don't have any umbrella in a, you know, bright sun or whatever the climates, and, you know, the listener have the, you know, the umbrella, and like that, you know, is not all right. So if you have any kind of diseases or, you know, any reasons, then you can do it. Otherwise, you know, for those things, you should not give the instruction. Show the glory of disciple, the second thing. That means that, you know, you shouldn't listen to the teaching kind of really in a tense, or, you know, in a kind of, not comfortably. When you listen to the teaching, you need to be comfortable and you are ease, and, you know, kind of really, you know, your mind is kind of broadened.
So when you are
in a hurry and in a tense and, you know, like that kind of situation, you know, if you listen, then it really not gonna, remember, or it's not gonna, stay in your mind. So when you listen to the teaching, you need to, your mind should be ease, and, you know, and not in hurry, and like so on.
God and the Mig Tasedwa, and so sorry, Penna Chu. Sumbo in a Korean intelligence, Guy in Zonda Demigonia, Migian Tela Lamaneta, and the Sambayan Pachi, Casa Guy in Ongenology Tangers.
So look with an eye of delight. So when you listening to the instruction, then when you look at the teacher, instructor, you look with a delightful eye.
Chick the tongue is a gong, the tongue.
As if drinking a nectar of words. So, you know, nectar is when you swallow a nectar, it will really soothe your mind and physical and like that. So when you listen to the teaching too, make it kind of soothe your mind and your body. So when you listen at the same time, it really, you know, kind of hit those defilements and kind of really, you know, give you a kind of comfort. So like for us, you know, when we listen to His Holiness the Dalai Lama, whether it's the teaching or kind of speech or anything, you know, when His Holiness speaks, you know, it really kind of, you know, going deep down in our mind, and, you know, we feel kind of relief and kind of really soothes our mind, and we kind of feel kind of really happy. So we feel like that, you know, all the time when we listen to His Holiness. So for you guys too, you know, same thing, you know, you guys might experience like that from someone, you know, whom you listen, you guys always feel the same thing like we listen to His Holiness. So, you know, that kind of, you know, feeling we need to have.
Kipachechi tseji tuwasa rau ti tangla chumi yi sinde chi teni nyandu logo da chitang yin pasho tala kipachega sa karichana kipachega sa sona kipachega sa nji miji soso la karin chambo yin karin chambo tala kipachega sa la da chitang yin.
So show reference means, you know, why we need to show reference is, you know, why we show reference, cause, you know, if somebody is really kind to you, then you show a reference.
Then the social pamala kepachya sanu koye marila da social pamala kepachya goro asala.
So generally, you know, for our parents, we reference, we reverence, we don't, you know, we don't have a inspiration toward our parents, but, you know, we have a reverence to our parent.
Teji kyupa che chen se de kanje ten ri ki sho da che bi gon se ji ze ji de ne ni ro de tang la se de pen ni mo tu so ki chama chen se ma le ba kanje ten ri ji ngi gon ni yo go se
chu. So show respect with single pointed obeisance and with clear and delight in a mind undefiled.
To me, you know, Nembe, Mimbe, Ti, yes, then a Nepa sent to Tomot and Yi. Kanye Nepa, the Motu, Tana Nepa, Tarabara, Marida, Tarabara, and Dada Yi, Mietons, and Ashada, Kamalan, and the Raw. Nepa subgemo, Sosola, Kanye, Mipatesa, Dada Mato, maybe Negosal, that is Sosa Carlos on the Nyanding Chi, Chi, Tisuki, Hero, Tanichi, Mona.
So like a patient listening to the word of a doctor means that when you have a small illnesses, then when the doctor says something, you kind of, you know, not listen, and sometimes you try to object the doctor, you know, not that like that, but, you know, when you are really seriously ill and you are almost dying now. So at that critical time, you know, whatever the doctor says, you know, you will listen single-pointedly to that doctor's instruction. So the same thing like here, when we listen to the instruction, we have to do the same like that.
And
obeisance is very important too. So, you know, maybe, you know, nowadays it seems kind of, you know, weird, but that is what in the teaching it says. So this, you know, obeisance is very important too, because, you know, in Tibet, you know, when the Lamrim teachers give the teaching at that time, you know, everybody has to come with some kind of, you know, gifts to the offerings to the teacher, kind of showing obeisance. That means that some Lamrim Lama will tell you that don't come, you know, holding your one hand with holding hand by hand, just kind of empty hand, not come like that. At least, you know, if you cannot afford or if you don't want to, at least you should bring some kind of one small flower or a small stick or a wood or a yak dung, you know. That anything, you know, showing kind of obeisance, you know, anything that, you know, in Tibet, you know, you use that yak dung to put the fire. So, you know, small yak dung, you just bring it, you know, there is some small value there. So it is not good to, you know, like holding while your hand just coming like that. That's what they always try to tell the people.
Dzi kanga chu jin yin den la san na dong chu de tong chen bo yin bin yin den ji se san na dong ne rang yi jie ge ji san na dong ge ma do ji chu su bo bo de ma re san do ko bo de ji jie yin ji jie ge se de guo jin de ne jie ma le san da chu ji qie wa la san na dong.
So all these things are done because to show the to thinking the, you know, greatness of the teaching, not the teacher. So, you know, kind of this teacher is kind of greedy or not like that, but, you know, really kind of considering the teaching, not for the teacher.
Te yin bi je se ka re san pe na la la ma shan chu ye ro la la ma shan chu ye ge pe ko no ye da ge tong chen na jin no ne se ki lo ka zin na ka se na ji rin ba se sang yin na se sang den ja yin na ka ji ji ko ne pe ne ya ga lan ta ji se ne sa do ro ko pe ko no no ba de ba ye da ge tong chen na ye re se ye da tong chen no ne se ye ba ka ga du ne ya ga lo ko ne chi chu ne ta da ji sa na do ro ji chu ji tong re ma do ya ga pe te ta ji go ge san tong chi ge ma ro wa sa.
So as we know that, you know, Lalama Hishiwe, you know, he is the kind of ruler, ruler in the Tibet, and he was in the prison, and the Chanju go round the corner of all the his, you know, kind of small kingdom or whatever, you know, that time the kingdom, his kingdom or his, you know, a country is like a hungry ghost realm. It's very poor, nothing there. But, you know, he tried to accumulate the gold, you know, to bring the pandit from India. Why he did that in this kind of, you know, Tibetan, you know, hungry ghost realm, like that kind of really poor country, he gather all the golds, you know, all that much gold, because, you know, because of the teaching, not those pandit need all those kind of gold, but, you know, kind of showing the respect to the teaching.
Here, Shanju, the Tara Sondua, and it pretty don't you say the Yadat when she said, Segura, Yadagi don't you? Yadagi Tonchen, say you got on your patient and the Kalakawi, Ta, Nayu Gossi, Chikazi, and Gore, Ushi, Chemogos, Ta, say about the Javakan Roshes and the Sundua.
So then that evil king told that, you know, bringing the, you know, gold that weighed his body, and later on is, you know, issue you find the, you know, gold, and he couldn't able to find his weight of his head. Then he said that, you know, I find the gold that much. Now I need, you know, amount of your head. Then I will release you. He will release you from this prison. And Chanju said, you know, like a hungry ghost realm in this Tibet world, you know, even the, you know, gold small like a mustard seed is hard to find now. How could you find my head amount of gold? So, you know, you don't give nothing to this evil king. Take all those gold to India and bring the, you know, Pandita Atisha to Tibet.
Chugi Chiji Ningi Kansati, Chugi Tong Yatona, Tanguidi, this is Jay Open, which is Sarasala, the Mosoina, then the Mososan in Debarilada. Mosolo, you put to command it.
So, you know, when one's mind is really ripened and mature with the teaching or with Dharma, then, you know, this kind of thing is really kind of makes sense, you know. And these are all beyond our imagination to the ordinary people like us.
Then also Kalaji Tendal Chulo Don Vialada. Toguji Kalas as a show as Mazda Pembajil Miji Kalas as a show sana, and then once they unite it is a Maravasalada.
So, like for us, you know, if somebody called you for a, you know, dinner or a lunch or a breakfast, then, you know, if there is a teaching, then we will try to cancel the teaching and go for the dinner or for the, you know, breakfast instead of going to the teaching, to give the teaching or to listen to the teaching, the same thing from the both sides.
That is why you listen.
So we will take questions this time. Any question? Okay. Good thing.
I have a really bad day.
Okay.
Things go wrong at work, or if my wife yells at me or something.
Uh-huh. Your dog bites you.
Or what?
Your dog bites you.
My dog bites me. If on a day like that, if I have an opportunity to go do a Dharma teaching, is it better to go to the teaching, even if I'm not able to listen with all good intention because I'm having a bad day, or is it better to maybe try to go to teaching on a different day if I'm having such a bad day?
Taku ki triwa de la ta zam zam ko lega la kale kabu chun yota tsawu chun ini samba maji denga ta. En zam zam korangi kimengi kazu shiwa do ko kimengi kola utudu chene chik laba da wudinda ta. Ani inda kadu la, ani ta chik karsu ure, di nimo de la, ani ko chwe nyinga do na, yabu yorwe ta, di nimo de ta, samba medewa do uchi chik galhawa do chik medu samba, yuushana yakire, kandi chana yakire.
Hei me yasa maria la da, kesi chepini yun, dee le di, nasu maa chapa de, nanu yuwa nangi pusu toba degdo yasa la da.
So for that kind of thing, you know, it won't really, you know, make you tense or depressed. Then Rinpoche thinks it is better go to the teaching. Because, you know, when you come here, you know, from beginning of the teaching until the end of the teaching, if your mind, you know, really affected by those, you know, things, then that's a different thing. Otherwise, it won't stay like that, you know. It kind of evade that thing while you are listening to the teaching, you know. Then, you know, he thinks it's better to go.
Ne tone chana yon tu na de yon ne yagre salada. Pena chye leka dokale shu khana yon. Enchi kucha pena chye zupo de chye 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 kucha gonde yin ku de na. Ndes gu tanda zupo de lama de ya longa de salada. Dima nao luma chye tena sa de yon shulu mulhe de yon tanji yi kale kawa na yin samba de yon ma de salada.
So what he think is when you get really tired, you know, hard time in your job, then when you come to your house, and then you sit down there, then you know you might fall asleep, and when you get up from that you know, nap or sleep, then you kind of, your body also kind or feel heavy or something like that. So instead of staying there, you get out and go to a different place. So you feel different in a different place with a different people.
Yang kau tuju tata tata niye, tuju tata nong lekak cetu nanti cepat saya maru lada. Saya maru lada. Ngah yang lelai cik jong susah di, yang lekak jenda cilung kau tuju tuju tak orang tholan doh sah.
So you know when you are scheduled and all those things, you know you don't know. But you know if you have a spare time, then just stay there and do something. Then our time goes really fast.
Kesi tenu ko kaze shi nongju tenu jia suna inji miji soso ki tesi kene. Aka tenu ku ko le tesi chungda wo ji ku tuo do ji da gu shi la da. Nye tu gu mi do da ji dang ko shu nu shi dang jia yin na. Soso ki ko le ka du chungda wo ji ko pi ji le ka du nu deng xian wo ji jia suna ko mi yin zan ko ya ren wo le inji miji deng xian gu shi la da ko mi se ji ya ro ma ni ma ni ma ke shi ma ro wa shi la.
So Rinpoche said that you know, when all those things happen, you know, Rinpoche couldn't able to practice like that. But in the teaching, it says that, you know, you need to compromise. When this kind of things happen, you need to compromise. And, you know, you try to, if somebody yelled you, your wife yelled you, then you don't immediately, you know, answer that. Just try to, you know, ignore or not answer it or not kind of, you know, show any effect on you and, you know, try to compromise. Because, you know, it is not for one day, it's for all life. So, you know, one time you do that, two time you do that, three time you do that, then the other side also are, you know, a human being. And so, you know, she will do that less and less. And, you know, your patient also in health.
Then a katu zhe shu bi katu de shen ba katu de ne tu gu ma de da ko di yin yang chu shi ji ni ji su song song ne jin se fa sang na dong ne shen ba le le de jian ne ni pa ge she she ge ka re ne de yin yang to xi dong ye ro.
So at the right moment it is really hard, but you know you don't answer, and you know whatever you know it happened, you just try to evade from it. Then later on, after 1-2 hours, half hours, then you know if both sides cool down, then you try to, you know, explain, you know, in a cheerful way, that might help.
Maso pe na chushu kesi shena chuo singi de shuji na kinlo mando na chuo rogo mare se de da yon tobi pa cha se ti jawa yore sala da na ngama pe na chigi pe se jono sha pu dran chigi ko ne ni ti jawa shuma de la ke pa pe ta ta cha de loji de na do a ta ni jaga pe ndu chigi loji de nga te ta ta hi yem de ma do ka je tobi pa cha se ja ko yon tu ro jena ka de yon tu ne ya gar sala da.
So dharma practice is whether it is going to be a dharma practice or not. It solely depends on the motivation, it is said. But, you know, the imprint of the hearing, the teaching, even though, you know, you don't have a good motivation, but hearing the teaching itself leave you a really big imprint in our mind, you know, that, you know, you guys might heard that, you know, one time there is one guy, you know, reciting the, you know, the root text of the Abhidharma, and one pigeon on the top of the listening heard all those things, and later on, you know, that pigeon born as a human, and, you know, no difficulties for that subject, because he has a hearing imprint in his mind still. So that much benefits. So any other questions?
A question about attending teachings. Sometimes in my life, people feel as though one person in particular feels as though I'm neglecting them. by wanting to go to teachings a lot and do a lot of reading and stuff. So is there some way to sort of be compassionate to the person while you're studying and learning.
Tamoga dwa de sa ta murangi dero do jina garo do jina ta aji pinja do jina khare na pu do jina kai na ta murangi khase ne da lagi mindu ta khandar din de je de ta kurangi murangi garo de lagi sar pe jese chana ta zamjila che pejama bolo ane ta bar che ne ga do din de chu ta ba Kususu garo ina dela nangju tanga dawuchi. Kola jina samlo madanga dawuchi. Kochik buit khas naba tome di yushanga dawuchi. Inde dawuchi. Chagi duus. Kayasana kola shida tona madewache, tona manga di pechalo yata, ini chwe nye da dindela nyamlechi yala. Ke du zamba, inde dawuchi chagi duus. Di chidu zamba, ini tataraan degi min duus. Inde di chidu zamba zamzam. Azi tanga dinde dinde chetan ko nyingje mo nyingje samsang do uchi tengi du tati kante res.
Tendu tenne ya bore la da ko yang ko teta chisen yi kajet tendu yi megi payur de la sunpa na yi da yang che jiwa maro la da yang tia mina buzu to tar rawa sama da.
So if that kind of things happen, then you gotta be careful, you know, look like it is kind of falling into one kind of extreme. So, you know, try to lessen your reading and lessen to that thing and give appropriate amount of attention or whatever toward that particular thing. So, you know, in any way, you know, the middle way is a good thing.
Kanjib mese kandiche yena jen la tenge de shi shin den ge chen bol la da ma so chu chu sa na kanjib chu to ka yin na tin bo ji tin to ji jie guo ruo sa na da.
So in this way you know, wherever, whether it's a dharma thing or mundane thing, you know, we have to depend on other. So, you know, either it's a family or the community or whatever society or whatever, you know, we try our best to get along with the flow. It's important and it brings harmony.
And
there's a Tibetan saying that if your realization is equal to Buddha, but your behavior need to be, you know, your behavior need to be get along with ordinary people. So we stop.
Upon the mission to keep the Jagmar Osama.
Yeah.
bade lobe mare ke don jowa nande jare wambu lagyo ke mar sude sarava kundo ya jabe ya yetere jesone tebe rimba kutsa alam jecho yede rube genama jecho Rangi jishe tombe alam jene Shuddha tere tare takhechi Dove yije rupa selchene Gave temba yure zingyochi Temba yurinche choge majapam Charganya bara jube chodene Yije chengwe yirava chupaye Tende tede sewa shepasho Seje gyale menjo chilene Lelu chanju olanji rimbeke Tavdu nanji yila pedeshi Gere zeba rindu kyunkyoshi Lansan rube tinge rucheshi Gege seje mita mimiku Serrava kundu gyare nafayi Namda lamda jewa majuchi Kanze teba chola chuchu Sushi nula tsuba tijetse Kude namju tatu tochechi Chashi jatsu chungu kyabju eshi
Sango che che ratu no wa